What up? This is Jay Easy, and you're listening to You Heal Me. When you hear what I'm gonna say, I'm sure you won't be able to turn your head away. 'Cause what I'm gonna talk about, nobody wants to be without.
This is food for thought for all you heathens. Too many coke riders and bottom feeders.
And we back.
You heal.
We back. What is this, episode 5? Episode 5. We back at it. What's today? I never know what today is for some reason. Anybody knows me, I never know what day it is until the end of the day. I don't know what it is, but I never do. So it's Sunday. I hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. I had a good one. I had a tough week, but it's all, like I say all the time, man. Even when it's bad, it's still all good. So, yeah, man, I had a great weekend. Watched some playoff basketball. You guys know how much I love basketball. So, that was some good stuff. Some very good stuff. Utah took care of the Thunder. They took care of the Thunder and played the Rockets today. But they took care of the Thunder, man. And, man, that guy, Donovan Mitchell, that rookie is mean. That's your rookie of the year. I don't understand. I understand Ben Simmons is doing his thing. But, come on, Ben Simmons had a year in the league. Not playing, but he experienced the NBA culture. And you got this guy, Donovan Mitchell. That's straight out of college. He was in school last year. You know what I mean? He is just killing. That kid is going to be special. Get ready to see a lot of Utah Jazz. You're going to see the Utah Jazz thing happen. It's going to happen, I'm telling you. Because that kid is good. That's what superstars do. They bring those we'll call them bandwagon fans. But that's what they do. They bring fans to a team, right? You don't see no Miami Heat fans, but not as many. You don't see as many Miami Heat fans as you once seen. You don't see as many Seahawks jerseys as you once seen. When the team get hot, that's what happens, man. You get a lot of fans. I used to say that, too. I can't wait till the Utah Jazz get on so I can see them people say, oh, I've been a fan of the Utah Jazz. I can see it now. So get ready for that. The Thunder, man, I'm so disappointed in that team. I'm so disappointed in their head coach. I had this conversation with my friend. How do you not get any offense out of that team? Like that, Westbrook needs a coach. Westbrook is a phenomenal basketball player. He needs to be coached. You know, I always say, man, listen, averaging a triple-double, excuse me, That is a good individual stat. That is a horrible team stat for a point guard. You know, the average of double-double, you know, double figures in points and assists for a point guard is great. Now, if he get into the third, you know, triple-digit number and something like steals, that'll be cool. But doing in rebounds, what I try to tell people, that doesn't activate the big men. And that's a problem. And like, because getting a rebound, no matter what you're doing, you need to know how the ball feels. So getting that rebound is how your big man, you know, feel like they're in the game. They're engaged in the game. That's a big part. Like, you got this guy, he's doing it. That's for any leader. Any leader that has to do everything, that's a bad leader. And you know, a point guard is supposed to be the leader of your team. And like I said, I'm not taking anything from Russell Westbrook, man. He's a phenomenal basketball player, but he doesn't know how to engage a team. As you've seen, Paul George figured it out. Paul George figured it out that, hey, once I get this ball, I gotta get myself going. Carmelo, he tried to take a back step, but it was too much because Russell wasn't gonna get him involved. And he tried to get involved in that game 7, but he was already out. He was already out the flow. As soon as he took, I think he airballed the shot, and I think he hit the next one, and then he got subbed out. So that messed up his rhythm. And you got people saying, like, Carmelo's done. Are you crazy? You telling me Carmelo Anthony, one of the best scorers we've seen in this game, you think he's done? Because he had a bad season? And it wasn't even his fault. It was he wasn't activated in the game. I hope he leaves OKC. So you can remember who Carmelo Anthony is. I don't want him to go out like that. You know what I'm saying? Carmelo Anthony is probably one of the best scorers we've seen in this game. So we got you respect that. Don't come at Carmelo like that. Now you talking about defense, hey, you know. I don't know what to tell you. You feel? But no, that culture, man. How could you not run something like a play? All they ran was the high screen and roll. Hey, come on, man. Really? That's all you got for those three? I'd have ran something like Paul George at the post. Carmelo Anthony hit Paul George with a down screen. Boom. Now you got Carmelo in the post where he wants to work. Since he hit Carmelo with a down screen, you got... Since Carmelo hit PG with a down screen, you got Paul George popping up to about the elbow. Boom. Hit him with the ball. You can hit him with the ball. You can dump it down to Carmelo. Or he can dump it down to Carmelo. But either way, you got Carmelo in the post working out. Or you can hit PG on the corner where he likes to be working out. That's simple. That's just simple basketball. You know, I don't know. I always tell people, you know, Russell Westbrook should be a shooting guard. He should be a shooting guard. I tell people, like, he's like Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson came in playing point guard. Allen Iverson can play point guard. But when Larry Brown moved Allen Iverson to the shooting guard spot, it was the best thing that ever happened to Allen Iverson. Can you imagine having to guard Russell Westbrook after you just been hit with two screens? Come on. Like, he's already hard to guard. Now imagine he's running around like Klay Thompson. Hey, Russ, we're going to hit you with this back screen, and then you come back up off another screen, and it gets the ball, so you're already tired. You just dodge two screens. Yeah, right. Russell Westbrook will be even more phenomenal if you just slide him over to that shooting guard spot. But I think you got coaches that are scared to say something to Russell Westbrook. He wants to be coached, man. He wants to be coached. He wants a good coach. Every basketball player wants to be coached. Well, not every, but most of them do. It's like, put him under coach. Like, you got to be a respectable coach, though. Who's a respectable coach that he would listen to? Of course, Greg Pop. Everybody listen to Greg Pop. Greg Pop. If you had, like, Coach K come up, like, Coach K could coach him. You know, like, I just want to see him. Because I'm tired of seeing him go hard and lose in the first round. He averaged a triple-double for two seasons straight. First round exit. And this season, but look what happens when people leave Russell Westbrook. And I'm not blaming it on Russell Westbrook, but look at Oladipo. They lost to the Cavs. They got put out by the Cavs. Well, Oladipo, man. You telling me? Come on, man. Come on now. And yeah, like I said, the Pacers lost to the Cavs. That was a good series. That was a good series. And I was feeling sorry for LeBron because he had no help. He was like, man, he's going 1,000 miles an hour. And he put him away. And a big thing was, what was it, game? Was it game five? The Golden? Like, that was huge. I think that was something that helped decide this series. That Indiana series. Because... what people don't understand, people say, you know, it was only 2 points and then LeBron came and hit a three, they'd have lost anyway. Okay, this is what you got to understand. You got to understand energy and flow of the game, right? So the game was tied when Oladipo went for the layup and LeBron blocked, quote unquote, blocked, and it was a golden. If that's called a golden, Indiana's up by two, one. Okay, up by, I don't mean confusion. They're up by two, and then they're pumped. Their energy is high. Their energy is high. Now they're going to play defense. They're going to play intense defense, and then they're going to be thinking, no threes. Whatever you do, no, don't foul a three-point shooter, and, you know, of course, no three-pointers. That's what they're thinking if they score that goaltend's called. The energy is just finished. I mean, not the energy is finished. The energy is different. Right? So, okay, and put on the other end. Other end. Now LeBron's down by two. And before we get that, let's talk about him getting the goaltend. Let's talk about him getting the goaltend. Not, well, not getting the goaltend. Getting the block. Let's talk about LeBron getting the block. He gets the block. He's tied. Game's tied. He's pumped now. The Cavs are pumped. Even in the huddle. In the huddle, LeBron was like, yo, give me the ball. Like, give me the ball. He's in game breaker mode. You know what I mean? And then there's a lot of difference between being tied and being down by two. Being tied, LeBron shooting his jumper, there's less pressure on LeBron James on shooting. Anybody, really, but especially on LeBron James. You know how we do, you know how LeBron gets that treatment. You know, he's not clutch to do the. First of all, LeBron is a clutch basketball player. You know, let's put that out. Let's get this out the way. I'm not that LeBron crazy fan. I'm just a logical guy. First of all, Michael Jordan didn't hit every game winner. Kobe didn't hit every game winner. The point is LeBron James is willing to take these shots now. And that was my biggest thing when I was saying he wasn't clutch. Like, at first he didn't even want to take the shot. Now he's taking it. He's ready to take it. He wants the ball and he's ready. That's a clutch player to me. Of course you got to make it. You're not going to make all of them. But he's willing to take these shots. Now back to it. He's tied up, so there's less pressure. If he misses the shot, you know what? We go to overtime and I got another chance to win this game. If he's down by two, I have to hit this three or it's over. And then with it being LeBron James and all the hoopla that comes with it, if I miss this three, social media is going to go crazy on me. I'm going to have to hear this. I'm going to have to hear that. It's way more pressure on that shot. So that goaltend was a big call, and I think that actually decided that series. I think that really was a big part of that series. But, you know, Cleveland beat them game seven. LeBron had help this game. So they're moving on. Golden State, they played the Pelicans. I think this is not going to be tough. People thought this was going to be a tougher series for them. It's not. This team is, it's not even 100%. When I seen them play their first game against the Spurs, even though the Spurs were, you know, vastly outmatched, I was like, man, this team has just turned it on. Like, Golden State has turned it on. They was cruising through the regular season. They turned it on, bro. That's a team. That is a mean team without Steph Curry. They might not even need Steph Curry this series. Because unfortunately, I don't know if you noticed, they got Kevin Durant. And people forget. Like, Kevin Durant makes your game so much easier. Like, all else is failing. Okay, let's give it to the 7-foot guy with speed, handles, and a jumper. Like, come on. Like, listen. I think they're going to get through. They're not going to have any problem with the Pelicans. And the Rockets play the Jazz. I think this series might be a bit tougher than game one. Game one, Rockets look like they handled their business. But I think, you know, the Jazz coming off that game seven, a tough game seven, and coming right into playing the Rockets. The Rockets was just chilling. ready to go. So I think that game, the Rockets won game one, but I think this series is going to be a lot more competitive than that game one was. But yeah, good playoffs, man. I hope you guys are enjoying that. Ladies, anybody that doesn't watch basketball, I'm sorry if I bored you for the past 13 minutes, but you know, you guys know how I love basketball. What else? Well, I went to see, what is that? Infinity War Avengers movie. All the hoopla. I wasn't impressed, guys. I was not. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't what I was looking for. I thought it was going to be a lot better. First of all, I kept getting distracted because it's like, yo, what did were they trying to be? Was this trying to be a comedy? Like, why is everybody telling knock-knock jokes? Like, come on. Like, can you guys blow something up? Shit. Oh, I don't mean to. I hate to cuss on the podcast. But, yeah. Like, come on, man. Why is everybody... It was trying to be too funny. I'm like, come on. Just be a good movie. Iron Man usually has some funny things. And I just know... I've noticed that in the past, the couple... You know, Marvel movies, like, are you guys just trying to be funny? Like, Spider-Man usually is funny, of course. It was like, everybody was a comedian. Hey man, just be a an action movie. Just be the Avengers. You know what I mean? The Hulk. Listen, also, yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, I would skip the next 3 minutes maybe. But the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk wasn't even incredible. I was just disappointed. I was just disappointed in the movie, and then the end, and I was like, all right, whatever. But yeah, maybe I gotta see it again. Maybe that's something I gotta do. I don't know, man. I just wasn't that impressed with that movie, but it's gonna make bank because it's Marvel. Marvel is killing everything. And then I told people I wasn't impressed. They're like, what? Hey, this is just my opinion, dude. If you liked it, that's cool. Like, we ain't gotta fight about the movie. I just said I wasn't impressed. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm gonna say it again. It was just throwing me off. Like, everybody was trying to be Richard Pryor. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, check the movie out, I guess. I don't know. All in all, though, I had a pretty good week, man. And the draft. Now, if you expected me to talk about who your team picked, you are sadly mistaken. Because I'm talking about the Ravens, baby. Now, while I was watching the draft, I was getting excited. I'm like, oh man, we about to get who I think we're gonna get. This is our first pick. And then I think they went to 22. They was at 22, and then they went back a couple. I was like, what are you guys doing? We about to get who I think we should get. It was Lamar Jackson. No, we didn't get Lamar Jackson that pick, but we ended up getting him. We got, what's his name? Hayden Hurst, tight end. Listen, no, I was just expecting. My little feelings were hurt when they picked Hayden Hurst. My heart dropped. Like, this is the second time this week my little feelings got hurt. What's going on? No disrespect to Hayden Hurst, man. Once you put on that purple and black, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you until you screw up bad. But I was looking forward to get Lamar Jackson. We end up getting Lamar a little bit. You know, we got him later. But, man, when we picked that tight end, man, I was, my feelings, man, I took my hat off. I got in the bed. I was tight. But yeah, we got Lamar Jackson, man. Everybody's, I know my city happy about Lamar. And hopefully that puts some heat on Flacco. I don't know if it will. Because I talked to my friend about this. If you think about Joe Flacco, he exceeded all his expectations for himself. He probably just was like, yo, I just hope to make the NFL. Joe Flacco has won a Super Bowl MVP, and got a $100 million check. Like, $100 million check, you know what I mean? Like, yo, for a guy that just was hoping to make the NFL, I understand. I hate it, but I understand if he's not trying to get beat up playing football anymore. I understand if it's like, yo, I just want to, you know, go ahead, don't hit me. You know what I mean? I just want to skate on by. What, he got two kids now? I just want to go back and chill with my family on Sundays. I'm paid. Got this endorsement money. Super Bowl champ. A lot of people haven't done that. Super Bowl MVP. A lot of people haven't done that. So I kind of understand it. You know, from a man. You know, I don't want to put my body through this no more. Look at Ben Roethlisberger all broken up. Like, football players don't usually come out too well, you know. So, you know, for him, I understand it, but I hope, you know, because he's a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. But either this is going to put a fire under him, he's going to show us what he got still, or he's just going to hand the keys over to Lamar. And either way, we're going to be happy, man. Lamar, when we had Tyrod Taylor, we was like, yo, put Tyrod in. Even though, you know, Flack was okay, we was like, put Tyrod in. We just want to see him. We want an athletic quarterback. We want that quarterback that can. They can, when all else fails, get on out of there. So I'm excited, man. I am excited. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm excited to see the Ravens, see Lamar. I might get a jersey. I was gonna get my jersey to say me, because I don't want to get a jersey and somebody dip. I hate that. Last one I got was Ray Rice. Ray Rice. If you were living on a rock, you know what happened with Ray Rice. So I'm excited, man. Ravens. My team, we gonna see. I don't know who your team picked. I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't care. I hope you're happy. And if you're not happy, I'm even happier because that means you picked bad. You guys picked bad. I thought the Patriots were going to pick Lamar Jackson. I was going to get. I might have cried. I might have cried if the Patriots would have picked that dude. But yeah, we got him. We got him. I think we got a quarterback. And for me, I think the signing of RG3 makes more sense now. Because when they signed it, I was like, well, maybe they're getting RG because they plan on getting Lamar. RG can give him a little insight because RG was an athletic quarterback. So he can learn from RG. He can also learn from Joe Flacco. RG3 was like, yo, this can tell you this is where I messed up. Let me show you how the quarterback slide. That would have saved RG3 a lot of trouble. He's just like, yeah, let me get down and get out. But yeah, you know, the best of Lamar Jackson, L. Jackson, Action Jackson. He's a Raven, man. We happy. We happy. We got, you know, that was a bright spot for us. So for me, that is Oh, yeah. Hey, if you're here, check out my moto vlog. I'm doing moto vlogs. People that know me, they know I ride bikes. So I figured I'll start moto vlogging. So I hope you guys, that's a visual, some type of visual I can put on this channel for you. I got so many more ideas to put on this channel, but I'm still a one-man team. So any videographer out there, holla at your boy. Email me, text me, tweet me, Snapchat, all that. Just follow me on JY3ASY. You can follow me on all my social media that way. But I'm out, man. Listen, enjoy your week. If you get some, if like I said, even when it's all bad, it's still all good. We out till next week, man. You feel? Never lyrical sermon, so my lyrical purpose is to play preacher. You call yourself creatures, that mean you was created to be something that they want you to be. So quit faking in reality. It means you just something they can play with, a character, but I don't like games, so you can save it. You say you got bars, well homie, I'm still waiting to press me. I still get to hear a real statement. This is encouragement, not hate. I'm only trying to get you boys ready for this world that we facing. You're too complacent, you gotta lead the pack, not fall to the back. That's why you use a racist. Damn, damn. Talk about